Lamed Hey Amid Aleph. Sixth parak. Ketam Mevarchim. Chutz Min Hayayin. Shemitoch Chashivos. So because it's something which is chashiv important. Kavul Obracha La'atzmo. The Chazal established that Om Bracha B'chein HaPasen so too by bread. Bar Minei D'Shaim. L'fi Shiesh B'chal Pri Ha'adomo. D'Shaim V'Zraim. Because included in the fruits of the ground is also grasses and seeds, kugon kitnias, like beans. Rabbi Huda boy hecker bracha l'chol minu min. Rabbi Huda requires a specific bracha for each species. Gemar, kodesh ilulim, b'netter revai. Because if it's written by netter revai, the fourth year of growing fruits, umashmer shnei hilulim, it used the word hilulim, which means two, which implies there's two. So tombachalisa that you're going to need by eating. When you're eating it in the fourth year, shehu muter bechilu, when it becomes permitted to eat after Erla. Haimei ba'alehi lulim is loshen chilulim, de-sanctifying. Chad minayhu asal erui achle v'hadar achle. One of the hilulim is coming to tell us that first you have to de-sanctify it, and then you can eat it. Hotzia l'chulin, take it out to chulin, like they pidyon through redeeming it. In bas lachon chutz Yerushalayim, if you want to eat it outside Yerushalayim. V'chad, and the other one is zalam decha shalom nemer teres revai ela bekerem. The whole halacha of these fourth year having to be brought to Yerushalayim or redeemed is only said by a vineyard. Shenemer kodesh yilulim, which is, means davar shemahalalim bo something chilun, something which you would say halal on, you'd say the shira to Hashem. That's what needs to be chilul to make it not kodesh anymore. V'zeu yayin, and that is wine. She'in oimrim halavim shir shel carbon in the mikdash. The halavim saying shir on the a carbon in the base of mikdash. Ela alayayin only with on wine. Sheminaskin nischem mizbeach when they were doing the nisuch hayayin on the mizbeach. This is finishing up with the question. This is how you read it. That makes sense if you're going to learn out bracha from over here. The one who says that it's talking about netter vai, which means the islay kol peres ha'ilim b'teres revai. It heals all fruit trees. All fruits of the trees are included in this fourth year process that their kodesh need to be brought to Yerushalayim or redeemed. And does not make a drasha that something which needs hilu will need chilu, something which you would say shira on, meaning wine, is what you need to not make to do chilu on, not to make not kodesh. So therefore, one lashon of hilu is left over to teach us brachos. My ikul amemar, hama ba'ilei l'midrash, will be needed for a different drasha, that she'ein chila el b'mokum hilul. The only thing that is required to be desanctified is something which you would say shira on, meaning wine. Chad toni kerem revai, b'chol mokum she'esh b'mishnah net revai, any place where Mishnah mentions the term net revai, toni ihu kerem, he says it really is meaning, or it says kerem. Honi chiyol, gzera shava, dersh, muslim, gzera shava, he learns out that it's wine only in Karim from which Gzera Shava, therefore by Yaisa Lechad Hilul, the Brachos, so therefore he's still left with one Lashon of Hilul to teach us Brachos. Ashkan La'achrav, Kid Ashkechon, by Birkas Mazen, as we find by benching, the Chsiv Achalt of Sabato Be'erachta, it's a Beferish in the Torah that if you eat and you're satisfied, you need to make a Bracha. Ba'ilulis, V'karmachal Losa Olos, the Pasuk in Vayikra. Is that Olos, one is Olos, Kosh in him Psigin, Lokata Filonata, which means it's only one stalk without any subsequent sub-branches coming out of it. El Shuri Yechidis, Shalanovim is one row of grapes. Komatuchiach, the Ashkechon, the Isracharachman, the Bracha, that we see that the Torah obligates the Bracha, the Chsu Tochel, well, Lechem, you can eat bread, the Samachle, the Chalta, the Spachta, the Berachta, and over there next to it is the Pasuk teaching us benching. Sad Mizbeach means Yain Nesachim. The wine is brought by the Nesachim, the libations. Vesolas Leminachos, and Solas is brought as carbon mincha. Zayin Minin Hamur Be'eretz Chita Busar. It said in the parasha over there, listing off the seven special species of Eretz Yisrael, but Torvayoksev, and by both of them it says Zochalto V'Sabato V'Rachta, that you need to bench. Shekein Tumim Bikurim Tehochi Aminim B'Menachos, as we say in Maseches Menachos, Nemar Kan Aretz. Kibasi al aretz. It says over here aretz of the pasuk when you come to the land. The nemar lahalon aretz chito v'sayra. It also says the word aretz by telling us which are the shivas aminim. And we learn from that malahalon shvacha aretz is talking about the praise of Eretz Yisrael. Avkan shvacha aretz is also by the chiyuv of obikurin is by those species of fruits which you praise Eretz Yisrael for. To both sides, you have a question. The minor tani kerem, according to one, says kerem yelof bracha mezayin haminim. You want to learn out the chiyuv bracha from the shiva minim. Ika percha is still a question. She came to unim bikurim. That shiva minim is obligated in bikurim. The minor tani neter if I ika lemifrach, you can ask hatenach midi debar netia. That's something which is a plant and growing from the ground. The labar netia, something which is not a plant. Minolan, that we, for example, as the Gemara says, meat or eggs. Elisvarahu, it's logic. The came and the nenda, since you're getting a benefit, tzarech lehoidos l'mishabarim, you have to give thanks to the one who created it. Ma'al, it's kenenim in hektish. It's like getting hanah from hektish. Tichziv Hashem aretz malo, that the whole world belongs to Hashem. Okay, meaning the Chaimanis will say shortly. La'achar brocha, hari hi l'bnei adam. After one makes a brocha, now it belongs to people. Lamed hey omid beis. Goizul HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as berchosu, you've stolen from Hashem the bracha you need to say to him. Ukenes Yisrael, kashechotu, when a person does an avera, so haperis loikin, so the fruits, it's not going to be as nice, the fruits, as looking or tasting, as juicy, it won't be as many, there's problems that comes with the fruits, so therefore it says, if you're stealing from the Jewish nation. Any bashat lufisha hu mekel, since he's being lenient, really and properly, and not saying brachos. Roin hachem, other people see. But lamenten himen, and they learn from him. Lasas came to do like him. Lahenos min olam below bracha, to get derive benefit from the world without a bracha. L'chein nikra zeh hamekel. Therefore, the person here who's not being careful is chaver l'ish mashkes. He is a friend to the one who's destroying. And who was that? The Rav Ben Nevot shechot. He sinned hechtes Yisrael, and he caused other Jews to sin, kachu choti, so this person not making brachos is sinning, umachti, and causes others to sin also by not making brachos. Hadogan shalahem, then the wheat belongs to us, k'she'ein, we don't do Hashem's will, he takes it, umar lahem, he shows us, shehu shalop, that it really belongs to him. Term k'ksavim shalayasuk, their hearts, they shouldn't do any work and just sit and learn. Hinding behem, im divrei Torah, together with learning, because if you're going to have to come to rely on other people, at the end of the day, you're also going to come to do bitul Torah. It's a question. Can it be like your words? You may exterior the cities of harvest. It's a time of doing the wine and olive and grape presses to turn it into wine and olive oil. Derech trak simon, derech shari hachotzer, but habayis through the gates of the courtyard and the house. Pnei habayis pesach knisa v'yitzia, the entrance that you go in and out of. Ein haba hatevel mischay b'maiser min hater from the midiraisa. Aval achilas keva, but a permanent type of eating, it would be also lechel midirabonin, would still be aser midirabonin. Zayis ikri v'havile bori pri hapri. Therefore you'll be making a bracha on the fruit of the fruit, shapri kari zayis, the fruit itself is called zayis. Be'emzu bria shemayim, that's really not the creation of shemayim. Ki b'dei adam hi bria zu, because this actually comes through the creation of people. Aval gabe gefen, but by the grape or the wine, hagefen hi ha'etz, that's only the wood. V'hanovim heim pri hagefen, and the grapes are already the pri of the fruit of the gefen, which is the grapevine. Chamer zayin l'hochi chashuv. Since it satiates, it becomes something important with which to cause it to have its own bracha. That which it says he is permitted to eat, drink water, and eat salt. If also can't eat anything else, umashkin, or drink anything else. It's not when he says that he's taking an oath that he's not going to derive any benefit from something called muzzle. They muzzle ela mehe minim dog. Dog, and that's because Muslim only refers to the five species of Chitin, Sa'irin, Kusmin, Shibol, Spol, Shibol, Shoal, Shifon, wheat, barley, spelt, rye, etc. Elo Bo'aymer called Hazan Alai Koinim. He's saying anything which is Zonmi is forbidden to me. The whole Mili Nihu, and that's everything. The Lo Ikru Muslim is not called, that's even things which aren't called Muslim. Mihu Mezen Zaini. They do satiate. Barmi mayim u'melach, excluding water and salt. Alma mishcha zayin, you see from here that oil does indeed satiate. So it is chashub tfeim and muzzin, some more satiation than just muzzin. V'akseh v'yayin yisamach leviv enosh, v'seif v'dikro, the end of the pasuk says, v'lechem levav enosh, yisod. Mashmah that implies Avol Yain Ein Ela Mesameach. Wine doesn't satiate; it just makes you happy. Mashani, the Gemara answers, it's not like you said. Ela Lechem Yisad V'Lo Yisarach. The bread will satiate but not make you happy. Avol Yain, but wine, so it Umesameach will both give you satiation and happiness. Iochi, the Zayin, the Sa'id, Muslim, is something which satiates and, say, on a higher level, is considered Muslim, will varch al shalosh brachos la'achor, which you have to bench on it, the three brachos. But not namin and lekaiman, and we say later on the pirkin, kol shehum is shivas haminim, anything which is from the shivas haminim, below min dogon, and is not something which is called dogon, chachomim oirim bracha achas. Chachomim say, only make one bracha on it, what we would call ala mechya. Azuki mazik lebufe. Ve'ein zu achila. This is not called eating. Shit, when a bracha, then you need to say a bracha on it. The gabi bracha, the chaltik said, when we brought a bracha, it says the chaltik, you ate. This isn't called eating, since it's something which harms you. The tanya, the labar achila, who we have a brisa which teaches us that it's not something which is something to be eaten. Hashem says shemen shel truma b'shagig with negligence. Mishalim is a karen kishar mazik is chaver b'mamoina, like any other person who damages his friend, he pays it back to the principal. But Amish Shalom Choymish, the Gabi Choymish, because with regard to paying the extra fifth for deriving benefit from Chumo, it's a Chiluksiv. It says eating it. The Ishki Yachol Kodesh Mishkoga, somebody who eats something which is Kodesh with negligence. Pratla Mazik, there's a Ksum, somebody who is only a Mazik. Aide Hapas, Mishum Liftan, is just to be something to appetize the bread, like a sandwich, a cream cheese that you might be putting on the bread. It's not talking about cream cheese over here, but something similar type idea. Anigrin min maichel, who's the type of food? V'noisin l'saychoi shemen, and you put oil in it. V'shonim b'mishnah mekama mukaymas, and you find this term you mentioned a number of times in the Mishnahs. Damer Rabba Bar Shmuel, lo asa hacha elefushilan ma'ini, who's only coming, it's only being brought here to explain to us what exactly we're talking about. Ma'i, the silka is ma'im sheshalkel behentari, water which you cooked into them beets.